Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn. Listener-supported, non-commercial radio featuring local and independent artists.
All right, you're listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves. This is live from Studio J. And, of course, it is that time. You know what time it is, folks. It is 5 o'clock. And in the studio, we have the Detroit Dirty River Band. Can you hear me, gentlemen?
No.
No?
Yes.
All right. Well, I guess we just have to go home and forget about it. See you later.
Thanks for having us.
We appreciate it, too. Take care.
Had a great time.
All right. Well, welcome.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, so why don't we get started? What song do you have for us to start out with?
We're going
to
do a thing called The Bottle Let Me Down.
The Bottle Let Me Down.
Yeah, it always does.
It always does, yep.
My wife said if we get back on the bottle, she's going to change zip codes. So there you are. Ready?
Sober. I said I couldn't drink enough to get you off my mind. Well, then the bottle let me down and let your memory hang around. Well, the one tooth friend I thought I found tonight.
Pleasure being here with y'all today. Portion of the show is brought to you by Mike Carey's Music. Don't forget about him. He gave us all this equipment. Well, each night I leave the ballroom when it's over, not feeling any pain by closing time. But tonight your memory left me much too sober. I said I couldn't drink enough to get you off my mind. Well, and the bottle let me down. And let your memory hang around. Well, the one true friend I thought I found. Well, tonight, the bottle let me down.
Man, I hate when that happens, you know? The bottle let me down.
Yes, it does.
All right. Detroit Dirty River Band with R.R. Arnold. All right. Okay. Well, if you don't mind, gentlemen, if Sam knows of the program, if you could go around the room and introduce yourselves, each one of you, your name, what you do, what you play, all that good stuff.
Start over here on my right, Daryl Gore.
I'm the guitar player.
Is that all?
That's about all I do here.
Tell them where you came from.
I came from my mother's womb. I'm originally from Lincoln Park, Michigan. I live in Brownstown right now. We're all downriver rats, and we're happy to be here.
All right. Sam.
Oh, I'm Sam Tylo. I'm originally from Dearborn Heights. Live in Livonia now. I play the saxophone. I do a show here on Mondays, actually, 2 o'clock, square one.
Never heard of it.
You never did? Well, no, that's all right. I have you on my show.
Okay, then maybe I'll remember.
Yeah.
I'm Jim Luff. I grew up in Wyandotte. I've been in various bands around, and I am tickled to be in this band. Thank you.
What do you play?
Drums.
Oh, drums.
Occasionally.
Oh,
percussion.
Percussion.
I'm John Galvin, a keyboardist, originally from Lima, Ohio, and moved up here in the 70s where I met Rev Ron over here. And and we lost connection there for a little while. I moved up here in the 70s to play music, and we played music together up here in Southgate for a long time, and then we kind of lost connection for years and years and years, and then I ran into him in Kroger's one day in Taylor, and now here we are, back reunited again.
Tell them who you play with.
A little band called Molly Hatchet.
Yes, sir.
Oh, is that Molly Hatchet?
A little band.
Hmm.
Cool. Classic rock.
Living the dream.
There you go.
we got the bass player.
Oh.
Wake up.
I've got to reach the mic. Yeah, I'm Dave the Blade. I'm a downriver rat, and I play bass.
That's the truth.
He's short on talking, you know what I mean? We're going to be playing at this gig over here on, can I talk about that?
You sure can.
We're going to be at Marlowe's, 23307 Telegraph in Brownstown, Wednesday, October the 9th. And it's for a real good function for the Ann Arbor VA. We're collecting socks for the Ann Arbor VA. And it's an open jam. So if any musicians out there want to come and join us, they're allowed to. And we'd be more than happy to have them. And we're going to be from there from 6 to 10 on an open jam right there at Marlowe's in Brownstown, October 9th.
Do you have an address there? Or?
Yes, 23307 Telegraph Road.
Okay.
How about that?
All right, that works.
We want to thank you for having here because we're on a tether and we got to be home by 6:30. So we appreciate it.
So we have to finish on time, gentlemen.
Yes,
okay.
Sir.
Oh, finish? I thought you were Dutch.
Yeah. How do you deal with this guy, Ron? Come on.
Well, actually,
he owes us money.
He owes us money. And we met him in rehab one time making a wallet for a bunch of people. That's when we met Sam. And he was selling chicken eggs. And we said, we don't want white ones. We want brown chicken eggs. And so he incorporated the chicken that lays brown chicken eggs. And that's how we met Sam. And he keeps us all in eggs. There you are.
And that's it.
What a trip.
I'm an existentialist, you might say.
Yeah.
He's ecstatically.
Yes. Oh, the puns are rolling today.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. On that note, why don't we do another song?
Okay, here's one called Pretend. This is by a group by the Mavericks called the Mavericks. And it's called Pretend. And it goes something like this right here, we hope. Thank you.
your mind. If you just pretend you love me one more time. I don't want to be a memory or friend. Darling, you don't have to love me, just pretend.
Live from Studio J with the Detroit Dirty River Band. Ah, say that five times fast.
Detroit Dirty River Band. Dirty River.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Everybody's got to always make it hard on the DJ. Let's make it as, you know, long as possible.
And we appreciate you having us here also. I got another plug.
Thank you. My pleasure.
Got another plug if you want me to do that.
We got another benefit there?
Yes, sir. Apple Charlie's. That's on 38035 South Huron River Road in New Boston. That's going to be Saturday, October 19th from 12 to 5. And we're collecting razor blades for the Ann Arbor VA that day.
Hmm.
We do a lot of benefits for the Ann Arbor VA because myself and Jimmy left back there on the drums for both Vietnam veterans.
Oh.
And so Ann Arbor takes care of us, so we try to take care of them.
Amen.
And these guys here have been really great in helping out. Dave the Blade's been with me for 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how he did that, but he's still here.
He's still putting up with you and the rest. Huh?
Yes, sir.
Served him right.
Well, thank you to the two of you for your service. Appreciate
thank
it.
Thank you.
We're going to feature the keyboard player on this one.
Okay.
Mr. John Galvin is going to do a little thing, originally a Merle Haggard tune.
Ah, nice.
And he does a fine job, and I'm going to let him take over from here.
Most men only dream of. I make my living writing songs and singing them. I'm 41 years old and I ain't got no place to go. So I and my Asian maker stays tonight. Try to kick the footlights out again. I threw my old guitar across the stage, and then the best man takes the ball. and the crowd goes nearly wild. You see my guitar nearly fall. After 20 years of picking, I'm still alive and kicking down the wall. And tonight I'll kick the footlights out, walk away without a curtain call. Well, tonight I'm gonna kick the footlights out again. Try to hide the mood I'm really in. Might not put on my old instamatic grin. Tonight I'm gonna kick the footlights out again. And again. Man only dream of. Make my living writing songs and singing them. Well, I'm 41 years old. I ain't got no place to go when it's over. Footlights out. Oh, once again.
Footlights. All right, Footlights. Live from Studio J with the Detroit Dirty River Band. Old Merle Haggard tune. How far back does that go?
That goes back longer than I'm old.
You sure about that?
Yeah. It goes back a long way. Oh, who's the version?
Probably
you
the
do?
60s. I learned the Joe Nichols version. But,
Joe Nichols.
Okay.
I haven't actually heard the Hag version yet.
Really?
Can you imagine that? He was locked in the closet that time. I'm not going any farther than that.
We do that with Sam once in a while. You know?
Yeah. Yeah.
Bring me out to do a show or something.
That's it, though.
So which character you want today? I mean,
on another note, so how long do you guys say you've been together playing now? Or?
Well, me and John's been together off and on since the 70s.
Okay.
Dave's been with the band for 10 years. And then Jimmy Luff. We incorporated him how long now, Jimmy?
About a year and a half.
About a year and a half, and we took him, we found him on a bus going to Hawaii, and that's where we got Jimmy left.
And he got a better offer to play with you than go to Hawaii. Right?
Yeah.
And then, a halfway ticket.
That's right. And then he met Sam in the cafeteria. How long you been with us, Sam?
About a year now, maybe.
About a year,
something,
yeah.
Something like that. I forget.
And then me and Daryl Gore here on the guitar player. The guitar player, we met each other back in high school days. Mm. He was playing in a band called the Village Bows, and they was really jamming, and it was a good band back then. That's when I met Daryl. And then Dave the Blade here, like I said, he's been with me for 10 years. And then today we got our cameraman and our sound man from church working for the Lord Ministry.
Mm-hmm.
We got Bob back here. He don't say much, right, Bob? Yeah, he's not much.
He's like Gary Cooper, right? He
don't like to talk too much, but he does some really great music, and he's been with us helping us out with the Ann Arbor VA for about how long now?
Mm-hmm.
Gone on 10 or 11 years. We found him on a freight train coming back from Florida on a bus because he lost his bus ticket, and he was coming back from Florida on a freight train, and I met him in a car there. We jumped the tracks together.
So he had the little stick with the bag on it?
Yes, sir. That's it. That's Bob the Music Man, we call him.
Oh, okay. So you were telling me that's a lot of the shows that you do are like benefits on them.
Yeah, most of the time, you know, the way things are today, we do a lot of benefits for Ann Arbor VA. And then come to think about it, this Saturday on Grow Zeal at the Water's Edge Golf Course, we're going to be doing a benefit for the Children's Hospital of Michigan Foundation out of Ann Arbor. And that's for the Meredith Legacy Foundation. And we're going to be doing a show there this Saturday from, I guess, from about 3 to 5.
Okay.
And if you want to golf, all you got to do is get in touch with this young lady and call up the golf course there and get in touch with a girl named Carrie. And for $50, you get to play golf with a cart, and you get fed, and then you get to listen to the Detroit Dirty River Band.
I think it's a 9-hole scramble.
Yeah, 9-hole scramble, whatever that means.
Okay. Now, just to clarify, do they provide like clubs and all that, or you got to bring your own?
You got to bring your own, but I'll be selling clubs in a parking lot to make enough money for the band to get a sandwich.
The bootleg souvenir stuff.
Will that be a club sandwich?
They put me in rehab one time for the Ann Arbor VA, you know, and I learned how to make golf clubs that year I was in there.
Wow.
So I saved them.
So it was a lot more than just license plates, huh?
Yes, sir. No license plates, just golf clubs.
Fred Flintstone.
And then the next time we was in there, I think it was making wallets. We made wallets, and we sell those on occasion also.
And pot holders, too.
Yeah, pot holders. Remember that?
Yeah.
Yes, man.
A 9-hole scramble. I think I had that at Denny's once.
That's right. Out of that Denny's.
You've been hanging around Sam too long.
So that is a good benefit, though, for the Children's Hospital.
Okay.
And all these guys, they donate their time all the time for that, and I really appreciate it.
That's wonderful. That's great. You know, you get to have a good time and you get to give at the same time. That's great.
Don't get no better than that.
No, it doesn't.
Back in the day, we used to make a living at it, and today we can't make a living at it. So
we're just happy to be living.
We had to get jobs and get to play here once in a while and play to all these benefits, which is really exciting. Right, Daryl?
Yes.
Yes. See,
he another talkative one.
He's talkative one, too. At practice, you can't get him to shut up.
Well, that might work out. That way we can squeeze in more songs. So.
Yeah.
All right. Let's do it.
We're going to do one by Charlie Rich, The Silver Fox. And I had the pleasure of meeting this guy when I was playing on the Grand Ole Opry circuit with Little Jimmy Dickens, if you ever heard of him. And I got a chance to meet Charlie Rich and... this is one of my favorite songs that he did. It's called Rolling with the Flow. Once was a thought inside my head. Before I reached 30, I'd be dead. But somehow on and on I go. And I keep on rolling. Folks said that I would change my mind. I'd straighten up and do just fine. Oh, but I still love rock and roll. And I keep on rolling with the flow. While guys my age are raising kids, I'm raising hell just like I did. I've got a lot. Forgive me of my sin. Some might be calling me a bum, but I'm still out here having fun. And Jesus loves me, yes I know. So I keep on rolling with the flow. Crazy friends,
they forgive me of my sins. Can't take it with you when you're gone, but I want to know to get their heart. Keep on rolling with the flow, and I ain't ever growing old, so I keep on rolling with the flow. I keep on rolling with the flow. I keep on rolling with the flow. Charlie Rich tune.
You are listening to WHFR.FM, the station making waves, live from Studio J with the Detroit Dirty River Band with the Reverend Ron Arnold. Wow, I got it all out. Amen.
That's a mouthful, isn't it?
It is, you know.
What happened was I was working as a roofer, and they told me I was with this PTSD group for Vietnam veterans, and they said, I know what else is wrong with you. I said, what's that? He said, you need to go to California, to Palo Alto, California, for the National Center of PTSD. And I said, well, how long do I got to stay? They said, till we're done with you. I said, well, I could get 3 months off during the winter, and that'll be it. So I went there and spent the 3 months, and then they said, well, you got to spend another 3 months. I said, I'll lose my job. They said, that's okay. According to what was going on in your life, we're going to give you 100%. So I'm 100% service-connected disabled. And then they ask you, well, what are you going to do with all your time? I says, I'm going to help others by doing things for the veterans, and I'm going to preach the gospel. Mm-hmm. And we've been doing it ever since with the Working for the Lord ministry. So every Sunday, if you want to come and see us, we're at 11800 Michael Street in Taylor, Michigan, at the American Legion Pulse 200. Got a lot of vets there, a lot of veteran families, and a lot of crazy people just like us come to us. Mm-hmm. And we're not like the ordinary, because all those people got a heart that you wouldn't believe, and they help us with all our benefits, and we sure do appreciate them.
Mm. Nice. Okay.
It's all good. So we want to feature, do a instrumental, so we can shine on all these guys, these fine musicians today.
Give them all their due.
A little thing called Honky Tonk. Honky Tonk. We got kicked out of a bunch of them.
Thank you.
Yeah, live from Studio J with the Detroit. Yeah. Dirty River Band.
we changed our underwear.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. Of course, you're in a different room, so I guess I'm good either way.
Well, that depends.
Yeah. Depends.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, depends. All right. I'm just curious. Were you folks playing music before you went overseas to war?
Yes.
Okay.
Like I said, I met Daryl in the 10th grade. Okay. Been playing music since then, since the 10th grade.
Okay.
And
4 years ago.
Yeah, 4 years ago. we got held back though, about 20 years in the 10th grade, or something. And then we ended up getting the GED from the School of Sam.
Oh boy! And how much did he bilk out of you for that,
Sam Bernstein?
Sam the sax man. In fact, he's taking checks from us every week. That's why we don't get paid for what we do. He takes all the money.
Is that why he's been so excited about this project?
Well, okay. Tuition's expensive, man.
Yeah. I bet.
You bought a new T-shirt.
So, how do you think it affected like your music, though? How did you know, as far as your playing and what you do play, or was it the same?
Well, the truth be known, like I told you, I was working at that roofing business, and I couldn't play music for about 10 years because I was a bad drunk. Mm-hmm. And my wife said she was going to change zip codes on me if I didn't quit drinking.
Yeah.
So I did not play music for 10 years.
Wow.
And then I got into a gospel band, and back in the saddle, I met Dave, and he was working at a joint called the Pier 500, and me and Dave, the Blade, met, and he says, "Hey, why don't you come out and jam with us?" So that started the end of the gospel music, and we started coming in here, but we still sing in church once in a while.
Right.
But that's what happened.
So it's a happy ending in the long run.
It's all good.
That's great.
Yes, sir.
Okay. All right. So any other things coming up that you can think of besides the ones you've mentioned already? Or
Yeah. What else is coming up? I'll tell you what's coming up. Great Balls of Fire is coming up, featuring the keyboard player over there.
Ooh.
Doing a Jerry Lee Lewis tune, and he promises today he's not going to light the keyboard on fire.
Aw, that's no fun.
That's his last one.
It's expensive
after a while. It got costly over the years, right?
Yeah,
right,
I was going to say.
Ready? 1, 2, 3. Too much love drives a man insane. Broke my wheel. What a thrill. Miss Gracious, great ball. Right in love, but I thought it was funny. Came along when you moved me, honey. Change my mind. Miss Gracious, great balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. Oh, feels good. Hold me, baby. Wanna love you like a lover should. You're fine. It's okay. Got to tell the world that you're man, man, man. Two nails and a twinkle of a thumb. Kind of nervous, but the show is fun. This is great balls of should. You're fine, so kind. But you tell the world that you're bang, 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 bang. Chewing nails and a twiddle my thumbs. Kind of nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby, grab a craze. Miss Grace is great fun. Sam.
Jerry Lee.
Yeah.
That killer.
Great Balls of Fire, live in Studio J, Detroit Dirty River Band.
Yes, sir.
All right. Why don't we just keep it going, I guess.
He was asking me about if we had anything else in plan.
Yes.
I'm also the chaplain for the Marine Corps League, Downriver Detachment 153. It's in Wyandotte, Michigan. Hmm. However, our building burned down last winter.
Hmm.
Caught fire because of a business next door. I won't go into that. But I'm getting in the process of putting together a benefit for them.
Mm-hmm.
Because we lost the whole building and everything in it. So we're
going
to put together a real good benefit for them and try to help them out, the Marine Corps League. And those guys are all a pretty good bunch of fellas.
Yeah. You know, that brings up something I forgot to ask you. Where would our listeners go to find out information about all this stuff? Do you have, like, a site that they can go to for all the benefits and everything you guys do? Or
you can go to our WFTLM1@yahoo.com, and you can find out, or you can go to my Facebook page, is Ron Arnold at yahoo.com, I guess, Ron mm-hmm. Arnold on Facebook,
mm-hmm.
and also the Music Man here, he puts out a lot of things on Facebook for us also, from Working for the Lord Ministry,
mm-hmm.
and we got a page for that also.
Okay.
So you can get in touch with us and find out what we're doing, and help us out.
Okay, including the one we just mentioned. Then.
Yes, sir.
All right, well, good luck with that. That's a dirty, rotten shame there.
And also, we'll be playing around Thanksgiving. I don't have the exact date, but we do it every year for homeless vets at the American Legion Post 200, 11800 Michael Street in Taylor, Michigan.
Mm-hmm.
We bring in all the vets from the Detroit VA, and then we go up and get a bunch of homeless vets and put them on buses, and we bus them in. We feed them a big old Thanksgiving dinner, and plus we give them underwear and T-shirts and stuff like that. We mm-hmm. do that every year through the American Legion Post 200. So
nice.
We do that every year.
Okay.
Don't have the date yet, but we're going to be doing it.
Well, we'll just have to have people go to what you just talked about, the different Facebook and the site and all that.
Right.
Or the email. All right. So what do you have for us now, sir?
This tune here is by a guy named, real name is Donnie Young. And I was playing the All Around, which was the Town and Country Lounge in Taylor back then.
I remember that place.
And the guy walked in the club and he said, "Hi, I'm Donnie Young." I said, "So what?" He says, "Can I sit in and play the bass guitar?" And me being the goofball that I am, I said, "Can you play the thing?" He said, "Why, certainly." And so we got him up and he played and he was from Ohio, and Bowling Green, Ohio.
Mm-hmm.
And come to find out, the young man, Donnie Young, was his stage name was Johnny Paycheck. And that really freaked me out.
Paycheck.
I only knew him as Donnie Young.
Wow.
So that was back in the 70s, right after I got out of Vietnam, right in the 70s. We was on the road, and we hooked us a job in Taylor, Michigan, at the Town and Country Lounge, and thought we was in seventh heaven because the guy paid us $35 a night. And
back then, that was
good money.
Mm.
And we was working 6 days a week, and plus he'd give you a room to stay in, a house, because he had all the houses in Taylor around that bar, which turned out to be the All Around then. And we'd stay in his house, we'd eat at his bar, and he'd feed our families and pay us too. I said, "We fell in heaven right here."
A good gig.
It's a good gig. So here's one called 11 Months and 29 Days, thinking about for all you people that got locked up in DeHoko a long time ago. And it goes something like this right here. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Keyboard, John. skin, walking around in a daze. I'm sitting in the slammer, looking through the bars in the day, y'all. It'll all be over 11 months and 29 days. I'll keep the long stop cold, the dance floor hot while I'm gone. I'll keep the long stop cold, the dance floor hot while I'm gone. Yeah, yeah.
Live from Studio J, Detroit Dirty River Band. 11 months and 29 days. Piece of cake, right?
Piece of cake. All right. They give you a chicken sandwich.
Do they?
Yeah.
Sandwich.
That's moving up in the world.
Yeah.
No. Not bologna and water?
Nope. Don't eat the bologna sandwiches in there. I don't tell you why.
We can't do it over the air anyway.
No, sir. They won't allow that. You'll never have us back again.
Probably not.
It's been a pleasure being here with you.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure for us as well. Thank you very much for you guys coming down and jamming for us. You have to do it again.
We got one more to close out for you, if it's all right.
Definitely.
It's going to be me and John alone. And it's, like I told you, I'm a pastor on Sundays. So this one's called The Anchor Holds. It's a gospel tune.
All right. Will that get us all the way till 6, you think?
Yes, sir, it will.
All right. Sounds good to me, then.
And if it won't, we'll make up something.
That's always good, too.
Brought to you by the Hardy Boot Company. I can't tell you nothing about that, neither.
We'll leave it to the listener's imagination.
Yes, sir.
The anchor
ship is battered. Sails are torn. I have fallen on my knees as I face the raging seas, but the anchor holds in spite of the storm.
Broadcasting from the campus of Henry Ford College, this is WHFR Dearborn, listener-supported, non-commercial radio, featuring local and independent artists.
Sad and hurtful feeling.